You are now listening to the English News of Cần Thơ Radio and Television Station. Under the direction of the National Assembly Chairman Vương Đình Huệ, the 15th National Assembly solemnly opened its fifth plenary session. Party General Secretary Nguyễn Phú Trọng, State President Võ Văn Thưởng, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính and Politburo members, former Politburo members, leaders, former leaders of the party, the state and ministry attend the opening session. It is expected that in 23 working days, the National Assembly will consider and approve 8 bills, of which 6 bills have been consulted at the 4th session, and 2 bills are approved by the Standing Committee of the National Assembly, decided to add to the 2023 Law and Ordinance Development Program to submit to the National Assembly for consideration and approval at the 5th session according to the process as a session, considered and give opinions for the second time on the law revised project, given comments for the first time on 8 other laws projects, so on and so forth. On the evening of May 21st, the Union of Friendship Organizations of Cần Thơ City, in collaboration with the Consulate General of the Republic of India in Ho Chi Minh City, organized the art show of the classical dance group India. Mr. Madan Mohan Sethi, Consul General of the Republic of India in Ho Chi Minh City, Mr. Nguyễn Trung Nhân, President of the Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee in Cần Thơ City, and Mr. Nguyễn Thực Hiển, Vice Chairman of Cần Thơ City People Committee, came for attendance. The leader of Cần Thơ City said that this cultural exchange event has practical significance to enhance cultural exchange activities between Cần Thơ City, Vietnam, and India. Deputy Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development Nguyễn Hoàng Hiệp has just signed a document allowing the Southern Irrigation Management One Member Limited Liability Company to organize a rehearsal to close all 11 valve gates, to separate channels and to regulate waterway traffic through Cái Lớn Sewer. Accordingly, the operation time for the rehearsal starts at 9 a.m. May 22nd and through 9 a.m. on May 25th, 2023. The rehearsal will take place in the Cái Lớn Sewer at An Thành Hamlet, Bình An Commune, Châu Thành District, Kiên Giang Province, and the nearby region upstream and downstream of Cái Lớn Sewer on Cái Lớn River, on either side, about 1 kilometer. The Southern Irrigation Management Company is urged by the minister to engage actively with relevant units to design scenarios and choose options that will ensure the safety of irrigation works without compromising production or people's way of life. The cross-country bus journey to spread the spirit of press play across 10 provinces and cities by FWD Vietnam Life Insurance Company Limited, FWD Vietnam, has come to Cần Thơ City. This journey is part of a series of activities marking FWD Group's 10th anniversary in Asia. In addition to entertainment activities in the spirit of press play, it also makes numerous helpful contributions to the community, such as donating books and introducing an animated video that teaches about finances. The sales team and employees of FWD also took part in tree planting activities in Mỹ Khánh Commune, Phong Điền District, Cần Thơ City, helping to create a green, clean, beautiful environment. The closing ceremony for the 7th Mass Arts Festival of Vietnam Joint Stock Commercial Bank for Industry and Trade, or Việt Tín Bank, in 2023, Area 6, took place on May 21st at the Hall of Cần Thơ University of Medicine and Pharmacy. As for the results, the jury and organizing committee awarded 19 prizes, of which 2 second prizes belong to Vĩnh Long and Đồng Tháp branches. The first prize went to Cần Thơ branch and 1 excellent prize went to Long An branch. Many advertising campaigns for summer travel are being implemented by tourism units in Cần Thơ City. To mark the International Children's Day, Việt Travel Cần Thơ immediately reduces 100,000 VND per child, along with many other attractive gift programs and incentives for customers who register and pay from now until June 18. Children between the age of 5 and 11 may travel with an adult until August 31, 2023, with payment of 50% of the adult tour price, along with 100% of discount for all tours except one-day domestic tours. Additionally, Cần Thơ Eco Resort is running a promotional program, Summer Fun with Eco, with only 2,099,000 VND for a two-day, one-night stay for four people, including two adults and two children under 6 years old. The program runs from now until August 31, 2023. The inspection team of the European Commission, EC, will visit Vietnam for the fourth time to check for illegal, unreported and unregulated, or IUU fishing. However, recently, the delegation has announced that it will visit Vietnam in October 2023 instead of May as originally planned. The Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development also organized working groups to check the reality of the situation and guide localities to implement measures to combat IUU fishing and overcome the EC's warnings in localities such as Thanh Hóa, Trà Vinh, Sóc Trăng, Nam Định, Thái Bình, Phú Yên, and Bình Định. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.